More news stories now. A former mayor feels lucky after surviving a car crash. A campaign is underway to fix a school theatre, and a plea is made for better safety measures after a 92-year-old was killed by a bus in the city.
A former Lord Mayor says he is lucky to be alive after being involved in a nightmare car crash while on holiday in France. Keith Driver, Labour councillor on Norwich City Council, was away in Brittany earlier this month when he suffered a host of injuries in the horror smash. He said there was nothing left of the Peugeot 308 he was driving, with him and six other people involved, all requiring hospital treatment. The crash happened after another motorist pulled out in front of Mr. Driver's car, causing him to T-bone the other motorist at 42 miles per hour. Mr. Driver said there was an horrendous bang, all the airbags went off, and we were just spinning and spinning. I just thought that could be it. There was nothing left of my car at all. It was unbelievable, really.
November the 22nd, 2017, will forever be a significant date for Gabriella Catlin and her family, the day she finished her cancer treatment. The Norwich school pupil was just 2 years old when her family received the devastating news that she had been diagnosed with leukaemia. While the youngster was too young to fully understand how poorly she was, for her family, particularly her mother Millie, it was a heart-rending experience. Now a thriving 10-year-old girl who loves to knit, Gabriella has made a heartwarming gesture to show how grateful she is for the care she received throughout this time. While she was undergoing treatment, a lot of her time was spent at the Jenny Lind Hospital at the Norfolk and Norwich, where her family were able to stay with her. So when Gabriella learned that the hospital's hoping to expand its offering for helping families stay on the ward, she was eager to help. Gabriella has already helped raise money for the hospital by making tie-dye T-shirts, but her latest gesture is even more symbolic. As she underwent chemotherapy, Gabriella lost all of her hair, leaving her an egghead, in her own words. Now, after growing it as long as possible to a back-tingling 31 inches, she has donated as much of it as possible to the Little Princess Fund. And in the process, she has raised more than £1,000 in sponsorship for the Jenny Lind.
A keen photographer was perfectly placed as a dramatic scene unfolded before him. Matthew Cornish, a budding nature photographer, was spending the weekend at home in Helsden when he looked out of the window just in time to spot a sparrowhawk swooping down to make his kill. He said, "There are a lot of pigeons in the area, so we have been lucky to spot a fair few birds of prey looking for a meal. But I've never had a camera near me. I've heard a thud and spotted a bird of prey flying off with a pigeon. So this was very exciting." The sparrowhawk grabbed the pigeon and took it to the ground right outside Matthew's house in Burnham Road. He said, "I was more excited than the kids were. Female sparrowhawks are the larger of the species and can have a wingspan of up to 70 centimetres with around 30,000 breeding pairs in the UK annually. Matthew has in the past photographed buzzards, kestrels, red kites, herons and marsh harriers, as well as egrets and barn owls. He has snapped a peregrine falcon, bittern and kingfisher, so being able to add a sparrowhawk to the collection was a big deal for him."
A group of pupils who were sick of watching their school's theatre fall into disrepair have banded together to bring back the annual school musical. Framlingham Earl High School's theatre is in a sorry state. The lighting mostly doesn't work, and the few that do work, trip the main fuse board when used. On top of this, the stage has been used as a dumping ground for old COVID equipment and other things, and the curtain has gone missing. The pupils decided they didn't want their theatre to decay any further and went on a fundraising spree with the aim of bringing back the coveted school musical. Year 11's Alice Treby and Oliver Kelly, joined forces with Year 11's Lucy Bettle and Lucy Wright to produce ideas and work on funding applications to save their theatrical boards. So far, the pupils have raised £20,000 and have just £5,000 to go. With the money, they plan to fit a new lighting rig, new curtains, and repaint the theatre.
Work to repair Norwich Castle's 19th century polar bear is set to start after it was damaged while being moved around the building. A Norfolk Museum Service spokesman said that while waiting to be mended, the 9-foot taxidermy bear will remain on display. He said, "A small section of the internal metal wire armature, which runs through the leg and paw, has become dislodged from the front paw, but is still attached, and there is no danger of the paw falling off. The repairs will be carried out internally by the Norfolk Museum Service conservation team once the school holidays are finished, due to the popular nature of this exhibit. It is not the first time the polar bear has needed special attention, having been put in a large freezer last year as part of an effort to kill off a clothes moth's infection."
A family whose 92-year-old mother died after being hit by a bus is calling on council bosses to introduce better safety measures to prevent further tragedies. Jennifer Darrow was struck by the bus in St Stephen's Street in Norwich while on her way to meet a friend for coffee in Marks and Spencer. The mother of six, who lived in Bramerton near Poringland, died 2 days later at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. She was visited by all her children before her death. Speaking after the inquest, her daughter, Ruth Darrow, said safety improvements needed to be made. "We want to try and make something like this never happens again," she added. "This is why we put in a request to the coroner to ask if they would write to the relevant council to see if further safety measures could be implemented."
A much-loved television presenter is set to leave her role after nearly 40 years at the BBC. Louise Priest is a familiar face as she reads both the breakfast and lunchtime headlines on BBC Look East. Louise first joined the BBC in 1983, and her first role in the area was on BBC Radio Norfolk. She said part of her decision to step away from the role was the 4 a.m. starts. She told the BBC, "I feel I have made the right decision to go, but I am also slightly nervous about life after the BBC. So many things have changed over the years. The way newsrooms are staffed, the advances in technology, and of course, the digital online world. I have been so lucky to have a variety of jobs at the BBC, it never occurred to me to leave. But after almost 40 years, I felt that the time was right. The impact of the 4 a.m. starts on my home life was the biggest factor. It comes after Mike Liggins announced he was leaving Look East after 35 years on our airways. Kirstine Thorne also announced that she would be leaving her Radio Norfolk weekend breakfast show at the beginning of the month. Robert Thompson, the BBC's senior head of content production for the East and London, described Priest as a BBC East legend.
Next, we have our regular local history spot. Richard Matthew brings us his article on the last Norfolk duel, a rather brutal event, and the ghost of Black Shuck.